Good morning. My name is Reverend Randall Massengill. I'm the pastor at Lafayette First United Methodist Church. We are located at 301 South Main Street in Lafayette, Georgia. Our worship services are at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to worship with you.
Passage of Scripture today is Matthew 18, the 15th through the 20th verse. If your brother sins against you, go and show him his fault. Just between the two of you. If he listens to you, you have won your brother over. But if he will not listen, take one or two others along, so that every matter may be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if he refuses to listen even to the church, treat him as you would a pagan or a tax collector. I tell you the truth, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three come together in my name, there am I with them. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Lord, how good it is to be in the house of the Lord, this house of prayer. Lord, we just thank you so much for music. We thank you for the music that gives birth in this church from our musicians and our choir that just makes us dance, makes our hearts dance. Puts a smile on our face. Makes us say, hallelujah. We just ask you, Lord, that as we hear your word today, that you would bind us together, bring us together, we pray. For it is your will that we be in relationship each and every day. And that when we have struggles and conflicts and trials and tribulations, that we would lean on you so that we can hold hands with one another and come together as your body. We pray all these things in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Sometimes conflict happens because we don't get our way. You remember those times, don't you, in your life when you didn't get in your way and as a result there was conflict? Sometimes we sort of get a limited view of what creates conflict. Sometimes we think conflict happens just for all negative reasons. But you and I know that conflict doesn't happen for just negative reasons, just because somebody didn't get their way, but that can be one reason. Sometimes there's conflict because people care. I want you to think about that for a moment. There can be conflict because someone cares. Something isn't happening that needs to happen, and as a result, conflict may be created. Maybe something isn't happening to take care of whatever, and something needs to happen for that care to be shown. And as a result, conflict may occur. It's not a negative result, it's a positive result that can have negative consequences. Today, the scriptures give us some kind of idea of what the body of Christ could practice if there ever comes a time whenever we may feel like we don't want to be redeemed or have anything to do, if something happens to us and we would just sort of like to just shy away. Have you ever had those days where you just didn't want to be reconciled? I mean, let's just be honest. Has there ever been a time in your life when you have felt? Now catch that word. Has there been any time when you have felt? The opposite of feeling is being. Has there ever been a time when you have felt that you just didn't want any more to do with the church or those people down there? I've had superintendents I've felt that way about. I've had church parishioners I've felt that about. And I'm sure there's been DSs that's had preachers they felt about. And congregations that they've had, preachers they felt about. It's a human experience. Because you and I can do things for one another and to one another. It happens. You and I can have the best of intentions. and harm one another without any intentions of harming one another. When I was at Erlanger doing my CPE work, I had some people come in looking for somebody. And you know, the English language, you have to be real careful because depending on the situation, you can say things without really meaning what they think you're saying. I had a person come in who was going to visit someone who was in a car wreck, and I said, "Oh, I'm sorry, they've gone home." What did you just hear? Did you hear they just went home, or did you hear they went home? This couple said, "Oh, no, I didn't know they were that bad." I went, "Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, no, 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 no." That's not what I meant. I meant they've gone to their place of residence. We can hurt one another so easy without intending to. We can say things. Sometimes it's not what we say, it's how we say it. We can say it. We can be having a bad day and say things in a condescending way or be short or something, you know. The other day I was so busy, I was here early doing things, and the florist came in. Well, I was so busy, I opened the door for her and I didn't say a word to her. I just kept going. Well, she didn't say anything to me, she just kept going. Well, this morning I saw her and I said, "I just want to apologize. I was so busy last Sunday, I didn't introduce myself. I said, my name is Randall Massey. I'm the pastor here. I said, thank you so much for the wonderful job." She introduced herself as Debbie. "What Debbie's florist is doing for this church. You just garnish our sanctuary with such beautiful flowers. Thank you so much." I just get so busy sometimes, I just don't acknowledge. Ben and I will come in on Sunday morning, and sometimes I won't say, "Good morning, Ben." I'll say, "Oh, Ben, by the way, la 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 la." Just like this morning, we met in the hall in the nursery. I said, "Did I shake your hand and say good morning?" He said, "No." I said, "Good morning." We can harm each other without knowing it. We can wear our feelings on our shoulders without knowing it. One of the things that the Bible wants you and me to hold very dear is the need to be in relationship with one another. And there's a lot of things and a lot of reasons why we can choose not to do that. There's been people in my life who's harmed me in ministry, who's talked about me, who's said things to my superintendent, who's slandered me, who's talked about me and things that's not true, that I tell you what, I could really get down and hard on them and never forgive them. I could let it eat me alive. I could think about it every day. I could pray against them that this hurricane would pass their house and protect everybody else's house. You know, I could pray that kind of prayer. Not that God would answer me, but I could pray that kind of prayer. Because sometimes I think that Randall is the most important person in the world. And sometimes I am. That's a personal point of view. There's been times I've hurt my wife. It's been my fault. But my pride, sometimes there's a day or two before I'll even say anything. That's not good. Sometimes things will happen and I've hurt my children. And because I'm the parent, I think they should understand. But there's been other times when I've hurt them that I've done the right thing. I've sat down with Anna. I think one day I whipped Anna when it should have been Rachel I whipped. And I had to go to Anna and I had to say, "Anna, I've made a bad mistake. I've punished you and I should have punished Rachel. And I'm so sorry. I'll do my best to never do that again." Now by doing that, I hope Anna learned that she can forgive. I hope she saw her daddy forgiving her. So if she ever does anything like that, she can remember, you know, well, Dad did something to me and he forgave. And now I have done something that I need to forgive. So that's how that feels. Okay, I get that now. Well, now I'll apologize or I'll ask for forgiveness or whatever I need to do to reconcile something that maybe I have fractured. But sometimes we don't want to be redeemed. Sometimes we want to hold on to things and we don't want to let go. And that keeps us in power. That keeps us in control. That allows us to hold whoever over whatever we want to hold them over. Because forgiving means to cover. Forgiving means to let go. Forgiving means that we don't allow it to eat us up. And you and I know that when we don't forgive, that is like a cancer eating our souls. It causes us not to get better, but bitter. And it happens. It can happen to us if we let it happen to us. You know, we find it very easy in times like these to be kind to one another. You probably saw it on ABC News. You already know what I'm going to say, don't you? ABC News. You saw it the other day. This guy was in Home Depot. Now you're getting it, aren't you? See, are you connecting with me? This woman was there. Her father was on oxygen. And she was there to buy a generator. She saw the last generator purchased and went over in the corner and cried. And this man who bought the last generator went over to her and asked her what was wrong. And she told him. And he gave her his generator. Home Depot found out about it, found his receipt, and called him and told him to come to the store. You know where this is going? And they gave him a generator. You see, we can be good people when there's storms and things that you and I don't feel like we're responsible for. Hint, hint, red flag, you know where I'm going with this. But sometimes we can create a storm. And we need somebody to be kind to us and love us. I've been there. Have you been there? Maybe you have, and no one has ever been kind to you or gracious to you or whatever, and that's the reason you may not be able to find it in your heart to do it. And that's understandable. Understand that. Sometimes we need to ask God to enable us to be more like Jesus when we find it difficult and hard to do so. Because the Bible says none of us are lily white. That's my interpretation. None of us are innocent. None of us are good. No, not one. And brothers and sisters, when you and I do things to one another unintentionally and harm, we need to do everything that we can to make sure that we redeem. If I do something against you, I want you to come to me and I want you to say, Pastor, I need to talk to you. And if you do something to me, I'm going to go to you and I'm going to say, brother, sister, I need to talk to you. I mean, I care about you that much to do that. I'm not going to go to my neighbor and say, well, you know what so-and-so did to me? Let me tell you what they did to me. Because if I do that to one of you, I hope you'll say to me, preacher, have you gone to them and talked to them? And if not, I hope you'll get up and open your door and say, don't you think that's where you need to go right now? Don't let me off. Hold me accountable. Don't let me be what I shouldn't be. Call me to be what I'm called to be. That's real love. Is it not? Amen? Is it not? Is it not? We're studying something on Wednesday night that I've asked Ben to make a slide for, and I wanted to share it with you. Those of you who are with me on Wednesday night, you are aware of this. This comes out of Max Lucado's book, You'll Get Through This. When you and I are going through hard times with one another because something has happened, intentional or whatever, we wonder if we're ever going to get through, or we may fear that we're not going to get through it. But Max Lucado offers these words, and I ask you to hear them today. You'll get through this. It won't be painless. It won't be quick. I hate that part. But God will use this mess for good. In the meantime, don't be foolish or naive. But don't despair either. With God's help, you will get through this. Whenever a man and a woman goes to their marriage counselor to try and redeem their marriage, if it can be redeemed, not all marriages can be redeemed. But if a man and a woman goes to a marriage counselor and they are looking to strengthen their marriage, sometimes a marriage counselor will say to them before he or she asks them another question, they will ask them this question. Are you willing to do whatever it takes to make this marriage work? And there needs to be a pause there because you really need to think about that question. Are you willing to do whatever it takes to make this marriage work? In other words, are you willing to do whatever it takes to honor this other person, to support this other person, not to beat on them or to hurt them or whatever the case may be, but to love them? Are you willing to do whatever it takes? And if the answer is yes, then that's what we have to do. Whatever it takes. But we have to forgive. We have to help one another. We can't belittle one another, shame one another. When we make a mistake, when we fall down, we can't step on each other. We have to extend our hand to one another and help each other. We need each other's brothers and sisters. We get down on each other and ourselves enough. We don't need anybody to pile up on us. So brothers and sisters, I ask you and I ask myself, are you and I willing to do whatever it takes to remain in relationship with one another, whatever it takes? If you are willing, would you say amen?
Amen.
I hold you to that and I say amen with you. And may God's grace help us that when we find each other in times of trouble, we will offer our hand to one another. Not because we advocate what one another does, but because we love one another. And we're going to stand with each other, regardless if we're innocent or guilty. We need each other. May we pray. Almighty God, we are very thankful that you are God of the ages and that you hold our hand and we have history with one another. There has been times, O Lord, that we have been down and out and we have contributed to that greatly and we are at fault. We pray, O Lord, that you would just wash us of any pride we may have, any kind of self and holier than thou righteousness we may be holding on to, and just wash us clean of it this day. Help us to start anew. Oh, it may take time. It's not like a switch that you can turn off and on. But we ask, O Lord, that you would help us day after day as we help ourselves and as you help us to help ourselves to help be in relationship with one another. And when we find ourselves at conflict, that we would remember what we said. We'll do whatever it takes to make it right so that we can remain in relationship with one another. We pray this in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit we ask it. Amen. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.